Okay. First off, it's good to have everyone back. Everyone last week was at either La Vie or whatever. I feel like this has been a long time. Baruch Hashem. Our learning should be in Chus for the first time for Esther Tehila. So also today's Yartzeit. Aaron HaKohen. Only Yartzeit mentioned in the Torah. It's mentioned in tomorrow's Parsha. It's mentioned in last week. Aaron HaKohen. Oyv Shalom Barodiv Shalom. Oyv Zabiris from the carving of the Torah. Right? He loved peace. He pursued peace. He was always one who brought Jews closer to Torah. So let's try to connect Aaron HaKohen's Yartzeit to the opening pasuk to our parsha. First parsha. Tomorrow, by the way, is the longest Matos Masei. Welcome to the Merkaziyah. But Shabbos morning is much easier than Shabbos night. Because you don't have all those kids who come in with the bracelets and they're taking the oxygen with them. We should do bracelets like before. Like, do the bracelets outside and then we could have some errands on. Okay, Jeremy, if you're listening, shkach. Adaber Moshe, Roshe, Matos, Levnei Yisrael, Lemor. Moses commanded the heads of the tribes to tell the Jewish nation, this is the word of God that Hashem is going to command. What does he tell them? He tells them about the whole passage about Nedarim, using our vows, using our words. So before I tell you about Aaron HaKohen, let me give you one idea just from Rabbi Goldberg. You guys listen to Rabbi Goldberg? Very important. Listen to Rabbi Goldberg Shir, especially his Tuesday Parsha Shir. Every Teaneck mother, and Burgerfield mother, Windmere mother, Boca mother, every mother listening to Rabbi Goldberg's Parsha Shir, they're excellent. I also do. They're excellent. And men should also, I think men do also, but it's always about, oh my gosh, you know Rabbi Goldberg. Yeah. Parsha Shir, are amazing? Amazing. So he said from Rav Salvechik, he said a beautiful idea about Nedarim. What's the holiest day of the year, according to half the people of the world? Yom Kippur, and people say Purim, Yom Kippur, depends on. When it's Yom Kippur, you say it's Yom Kippur. When it's Purim, you say it's Purim, right? So there's really one day. How do we open up Yom Kippur? You talk about Chol Nidre. We talk about the power of words. Says Rav Soloveitchik, right before we start on Yom Kippur, right? Today's Rosh Chodesh Av. That means Yom Kippur is a little over 2 months. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah, 2 months from today. Yeah? Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's why I'm trying to get ready. Once you're in the middle of Av, your Av and Elul and Tishrei, they're all connected. He says, we start off Yom Kippur to tell you the power of words. What happens at every Yom Kippur? Everyone says, I'm going to be better this year. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. We start off Yom Kippur so weird. We're talking about Nedarim, promises, vows. Exactly. Because everyone in Yom Kippur, we have all these great thoughts. We have these great aspirations. And let's be honest, by Sukkot, 4 days later, right? I don't know how many else. So Rav Soloveitchik was telling us the power of our words. The power of our words. So we start off Yom Kippur. The power of our words. So that was also the Rabbi Goldberg connected that a little bit over here. But here I want to say something else. The power of our words. You could build someone, you could break someone, right? That whole thing of your aunts, your uncle always told you, or your mother, sticks and stones will break your bones. But words never hurt. No, words hurt. Sometimes my wife and I will have a discussion, and there will be like a certain word at the end, just a little bit more than emphasis. It'd be like, why'd you leave the tissue in your pants? Because when you do the laundry, don't do that. No, definitely don't do it a second time. But the cleaning lady put it in. It wasn't my fault. How am I supposed to control the cleaning lady? Whatever. So at the end of the day, it would be like I'm really upset. And then I'll tell you the word upset. It's like going on and on. Some words are very, very powerful. Sticks and stones will break my bones, wolves will never hurt me. That's not true. Words, especially nowadays on social media, and Twitter, but what's the other thing that goes away after a second? Snapchat. Yeah, life's not Snapchat. Maybe that'll be the title of the show today. Life is not Snapchat. Life's real. Words have an indentation. But this is how we're going to connect it to Aaron HaKohen, and then we're going to learn about Shabbos. Looks like an opening, regular pasuk. Says the Chozeh Ovoblin. Chozeh Ovoblin, his yard says actually on Tisha B'Av. He's called the Chozeh because he's able to look at your face and tell you everything about you. Is that his kever? Maybe some of you guys went on your trip to Poland. You definitely went to his kever. If you went around to Kibbutz Tzadikim, you definitely went to his kever. He's like up a mountain. He's not near the yeshiva or Chachmei Lublin, but he's in Lublin, somewhere over there. Says the Chozeh, and it's also one of my svarim. He says, you want to influence your Aleph girls and your Amani Go girls or your day camp girls, please. My girls need a lot of inspiration, please. Thank you. You want to inspire them? It starts with one thing. Livnei Yisrael. View every one of your campers, view every one of your children, every one of your campers as your own children. View every single Jew as your son, as your daughter. This is not some random thing. This is Judaism 101. View your campers, view your students as your children, then you will come to Zeha Dovar Shetziva Hashem. Then the words coming out of your mouth, you're trying to inspire them about Shabbos, about Sneas, about Torah, then they're going to want to hear what you're saying. But if you're just telling them because you're on some Shana Aleph plane, and really you didn't realize that 4 years ago you were the same Aleph Oak girl, and to be honest, I was the same punk teen kid in Camp Masoro looking for your Shabbos walk with my chain, like Hamsa, but I also had tzitzis in it. The guy was great. He had a huge kippah, a chain, and tzitzis. I was loving it. Okay, we had once process. At the end of the day, especially in ninth grade girls and eighth grade, kids know when you're trying to just get them or if you actually care about them. If you actually care, if El Roshi Hamatos, he's telling the leaders of the generations, Livnei Yisrael, is not when you deal with students, when you deal with everyone as your child, Bnei Yisrael, then Zeh HaDover Shetziv HaShem. Then they're going to want to hear about Shabbos, and they're going to want to hear about Tznius, about Torah, and Kedusha, and Kabbalah Shabbos. But if you're just trying to be able to, you know, put your Judaism on them, and you don't really care about them as a person, you don't want to hear their gossip, or about their Shabbatogram, which we're trying to get rid of, or whatever, should talk about the Shabbatogram, but like, make it with Kedusha. By the way, all the Shabbatograms, they come from a very holy place. I'm not saying that it's written as a holy, but it's coming from a holy place. What is the Shabbatogram? Shabbatogram wants one word. Connection. Connection. If they're not getting connection with Hashem, with God, with their neshama, they want connection with their guf, with their body, with their phone, with something else. If a person has connection with Hashem, that's why all the parties in high schools, when were they always on? Motze Shabbos. Always Saturday night. Can't say that word, I'm sorry. Motze Shabbos. I just, from what I've heard. Motze Shabbos. Motze Shabbos, why? Because if a Jew's not getting their kayach, they're not getting their connection on Shabbos, they're going to look it for on Motze Shabbos. You understand? It's Pasha. There's no party Tuesday nights. Well, maybe like some of these UCLA things, I don't know, whatever. Random colleges. What? Tuesday night? Okay. In like the five towns, Teaneck, New Rochelle, like where we're from, okay, whatever. Remember, we don't have to go. No names. In the regular modern Motze Shabbos. That's where it's at. But at the end of the day, when why are you girls here? Why'd you come to Camp Arusha for the summer? Because you didn't get into Ask? No. You came to Camp Arusha because you want to be able to have an effect on girls. We have literally, everyone says, oh, summer's over. We have almost three weeks left. Almost 3 weeks left. And at the end of the day, yes. You could say this girl is that way, we could view our cameras. Last night, I don't know if you guys were there, and probably weren't there, we dived Marv after the trip. There's nothing worse than, first of all, taking the kids' phones, and then diving Marv after a long trip. That's why we always shut down Marv before, but last night, I don't know if you guys saw, but the buses was not a place to dive Marv. It was like, whatever, there's a lot of people around there, you don't want to start 2022, it's whatever. So we made the choice to daven Marv. And I told the guys, and I said straight up, I said, the counselors and me, counselors and I are very wary about this Marv. You should see this chat. It was like, who's ready for the worst Marv? And they were like, I pleaded. I said, guys, Marvs have been incredible the entire, this is like going to be the test for the year. And I'm proud of you either way. I tried to like spin it that way. There was not one word. It could be that everyone was exhausted. I thought everyone would be schmoozing on their phones. Maybe they're on their phones. I didn't see. It was one of their best marriages in the entire year. When the kids see that we're trying, we're not judging them. The words trickle through. Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, yeah. Our Rebbe, and this is the last thing. And we get to Shabbos. So like 10, 12 years ago, he just got back from Mechlel, yeah? I didn't know that he goes on Mechlel until one of my friends told me he was there. And he decided, on one January break, he left his family to go to the place where Jews go on January break, which is Miami Beach. What did Ramosha Tzvi do? Hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. Ramosha Tzvi stayed up the entire night on the boardwalk, with the high school chevron, doing one thing. You know what he did? He wasn't learning, wasn't giving Divrei Torah, wasn't davening. What was he doing? He was barbecuing. Every night. Slept during the day, learned during the day. I'm not sure how much he slept. But every night, when the whole, I don't know why any parent would think it's a normal thing to let your senior kid go to Miami Beach by themselves. It's ridiculous. But back in the day, that's what he did. And there are people who are literally religious because of those hamburgers and hot dogs. Pasha. He wasn't giving over Torah. He went down with funds. He collected money. He wrote the Jewish,
I hope I don't get in trouble. People are going to get embarrassed. He doesn't publicize this. I'll publicize it. My Rebbe. He just cares. He didn't tell him, make a bracha. The Ramah says, you want to hear halacha? So now it's a real shirk. Okay, good. The Ramah says that if you give someone a piece of bread, a piece of food, and you know they're not going to make a bracha, you're not allowed to give it to them. You know that probably happens all the time, yeah? You got to make a bracha. Because you're Tzlif Neiver, you're causing them to sin. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, Zatzal. Rav Shlomo Zalman, you ever see a picture of Rav Shlomo Zalman? He's always doing one thing. What's he doing? He's smiling. He's smiling in every picture. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, not giving the kids of neighbor. If you tell someone, sorry, I can only give you a pretzel, I can only give you a Pringle if you make a bracha, that's the neighbor, because now you're going to make them hate Judaism even more. Shlomo Zalman came 400 years after, 500 years after the Ramah. You're going to cause a kid now to not eat because they're not going to make a bracha? Kids know. So how do we bring this back to Aaron HaKohen, the Moshe Tzvi? What does it say in the Mishnah? In Pirkei Avos? He loved peace, he pursued peace. And when he heard drama in the Chevra, he didn't like, oh, get a good feeling. It should just say, what's umekarv? What's that vav doing there? The vav achibor. When you guys do stern or why or whatever, not like what, stern or whatever you guys are going to go for college. So we did I had this Hebrew. There's two Hebrew things. I don't know, maybe it's not a requirement anymore. Let's just say I took a break after my first requirement. I got a C+. It was rough. I needed a break from Hebrew. He had a Hebrew language. But one of the things I learned in that second class is that the Vav, what does the Vav do? Connects. Vav Achibor. Right? It's not two separate things. When you love people, when you show concern for them, not about their Judaism, when you show concern about their life, it could be about their Shabbatogram in a holy way. It could be about something that happened in their family. You show them concern like Moshe Tzvi did. He went to the boardwalk and he left his family every night, stayed up in Miami Beach. I'm a carve on the Torah. That brings a Jew closer to Hashem. Aaron HaKohen was known to do this. That's what Aaron HaKohen was. When the Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas that he died, you know what the Pasuk says? The Pasuk says, Kol Beis Yisrael, the entire Jewish nation cried for him. Doesn't say it about Moshe, doesn't say it about Yaakov, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but says about Aaron HaKohen. Kol Beis Yisrael, the entire Jewish, because Aaron HaKohen was someone who understood was all about showing kindness and concern. Not looking at the exterior, not looking at this, but realizing the whole picture. Again, I'm going on a rant here, but I got to go one more thing. And then we get to Shabbos. Today's Yahrzeit. Anyone here is grandparents or great-grandparents are Babav? Anyone here Babav? So I'm cut from Babav stock. My grandfather was a Babav Rechasa before the war, and my wife's grandfather was as well. The Baba Barebi, I'll show you a picture of him. It's on my WhatsApp over here. The Baba Barebi lost his entire family in the Holocaust. One second, I'm looking for the picture. Here it is. Shlomo Zalman.
You
went to Baba? Where?
Heard a crazy story.
Bar Park?
To Sons. No, in Poland.
Oh.
Sons and Baba.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard this crazy story.
About the Baba Barebi?
Smoking.
That's the story I was about to say. You want to give the shiur, Gabby? Okay, there you go. Ready for this? The Baba Rebbe came to America, survived the war, lost everything. There were lost thousands of students, thousands. Baba was huge, huge. Just in my own family. Listen to the story. He didn't just rebuild. His Yahrzeit is also today. It's not stunned that the Baba Rebbe and Aaron HaKohen have the same Yahrzeit, but I think it connects to what we're saying about the opening pasuk to our Parsha. Today's not a Shabbos year. It sounds like it's a Parsha and a Shabbos year. Okay. He didn't just rebuild. I don't know why I said that out loud. Rav Shlomo Halberstam emerged from the worst suffering and lost and wasted not a moment. With just a handful of broken survivors around him, he started again, determined to find them spouses, parnasa, homes, and then to remind them of Bavav and its holy ways. He succeeded remarkably, perhaps the secret revealed in a single story that Gabby just said. The West Side Shtibel, he didn't run to Brooklyn after the war. A lot of rabbis, including Rav Aaron Cutler and the Bavav Rebbe, they went to Manhattan. Yeah? Met West Side. West Side's not Washington Heights. West Side, I guess back in the day, it sounded like it was more like Times Square. I may be young. Good. Not Lamaray, but around Lamaray. Lamaray, good place. Second date, Baruch Hashem. With my wife, not with them. Yeah. Good times. No, first, Baruch Hashem. First and only. The West Side Shtibel drew many... Why am I saying that? Stay focused. The West Side Shtibel drew many survivors, among them a new arrival who was blessed with a great voice. He was honored to serve as the Baal Tefillah. So when he stood before the Amud, he somehow seemed able to rise above the loss and devastation he suffered. He came for a few weeks, but one Shabbos, the Chazan wasn't there. The Rav sent a Bachar
to go find him a few minutes later, the young man returned with this disturbing report. He'd seen the Chazan sitting at a bench in the nearby park, sitting, smoking on Shabbos. The Rebbe didn't hesitate. It's not him smoking. It's the Germans. Zish nisht, let's get some Yiddish going here. Zish nisht im zis di daishin. It's not him, it's the Germans. Go call him and tell him that we're waiting for him by Shochenad. We're waiting for him by right after Nishmas. The Baruch went out again and tell him to come back. It took his place before the Amid. Years passed, Babav moved, and the Chassid came back. And the Rav's own family grew along with the Chassidus. On a winter night in 1990, the Rav was presiding over a massive simcha, the chasna of a granddaughter. The Beis Midrash on 48th Street was packed, a bleachers a throbbing mass of joy. The Gabbaim allowed an elderly man to approach, an unfamiliar man, who said he had an important message for the Rav. And he said, I am the Chazan. He leaned in close and introduced himself. The Chazan from the Shtibel on the west side. I have over 100 Enichlach, and they are all Shomrei Torah or Mitzvahs. You know why? Because it was the Daichin smoking, it wasn't me. And you said those words, and you sent over that student. And you said that over that student just to realize that on the outside it looked like a Shabbatogram. And on the outside it looked like it's smoking. But on the inside, every Jew is pure, pure, pure. You literally brought me back to Judaism. I have over 100 granddaughters, grandkids, and great-grandchildren because you had those eyes to be able to see. Mishmizoch, Bez Hashem, to realize the power of our words, like Rav Soloveitchik said, and I'm doing a little recap, hopefully I'll get it. Power of our words, that's how we started on Kippur, 2 months to go, a little over 2 months. Power of our words, you can build someone, you can break someone. Words and stones will break my bones. Words do hurt. It's not a Snapchat. We don't live in Snapchat world. And number two, is that the opening pasuk to our parsha, like Yidaber Moshe Rosh Hamatos, Libnei Yisrael. You want to get to the kids, view them as your son or daughter, your sister, your brother. Then Zadavar Shit Tziv Hashem. Then you'll be able to bring closer to God. Like Moshe Tzvi did, or Shlomo Zalman, the Baba Rebbe. Should be discussed for the Baba Rebbe now, and according to the Yartzen, and Shidam for us and our families, Mitzvah Hashem. All right, so last week, for all the chevra that were here, if we're not here, we are doing let's do 10 more minutes. Should we do that? Is that okay? 10 more minutes? 12 minutes? I always say 10, and then it ends up being like 16. So someone tell me when it's like 12:10, 12:12. Even though I have you till 12:30 supposedly, but everyone needs a break. Okay. What did we talk about last week? Anyone remember? No, it's been a long week, yeah? We talked about the Kedusha, page 2. The importance of Shabbos during the 3 weeks. We're up to page Shimnem Test from Yichud from Avram C. Kluger. Chaver has soul desire. Anyone have Yichud Ayis Bodus? You have that safer? Okay. Yichud Ayis Bodus. Yichud HaShabbos. Soul desire. SOLEDESIRE. Very important. He's Rav Judah's Rebbe. Which means he's my Rebbe. He lives in Beit Shemesh. He has a Beis Midrash called Nezer Yisrael. Beautiful Sfarim. English, Hebrew. They're everywhere. Of Avram Tzvi Kluger. So last week we said last week, that Shabbos every week is the holiest time of the week. And times of the Beis HaMikdash, it's very easy to see God. It's very easy to see Hashem. When you're in Gullis, he says, he brought down from different Sfarim that Shabbos is on even a higher level than the Shabbosos of the Beis HaMikdash. But what happens during the 3 weeks? What happens? It's very dark. We have the 3 weeks, now we have the 9 days, it's very dark. So because the days of the week are darker, the Shabbos have to be lighter. Because the days of the week are darker, and they're harder, and it starts now with the 9 days, it's starting even more now with laundry, and with music, hopefully. I mean, I think everything is done al pichinach, that's not, I don't want to judge Chas V'Shalom. But there's got to be a difference now. We're not just entering into Shabbos. The 9 days means that I'm not getting Golan and bringing it to the... I told the guys already. It's one of my worst pet peeves is when someone brings in outside food to a seal. Halachically, it might be okay. It doesn't feel Jewish. Probably also not be halachically. Also, it might not be great, but it doesn't feel like... I don't know if you guys remember COVID summer, I had zero seal because I wasn't in camp. Maybe I had one, but like at the end of the day, there's a transition from the 3 weeks. I'll tell you in a second, Rav Soloveitchik, for today, then we'll get back inside. What's a transition from 3 weeks to the 9 days to the day of Tisha B'Av itself? So, Rechman, so we should never know this, but unfortunately, it's part of life.
someone passes away. The first day is something called Yom HaMisa. It's called an Onin. A person is an Onin. Not only you're not supposed to do mitzvah, you're not even allowed to do mitzvah. Someone is not an Onin. Someone is not even allowed to do mitzvah. Person, so Hashem put it in the world. This is Gemara's Rishonim. Person wants to say a bracha, not allowed to say a bracha. Person wants to put on tefillin, not allowed to put on tefillin until the body is in the ground. They are an Onin. They are not only chayv mitzvah, they're not allowed to do mitzvah. Okay? After that, has Shiva, right? Everyone has heard of Shiva. Shiva's a 7-day period. What's after Shiva? Shloshim. And then you have that throughout the whole year. So we see that when it first happens, there's like a certain like shock. There's a certain like very strictness, not even allowed. 7 days, person can't leave the house. Shining's not so simple. There's a lot of different things. 30 days, person after getting can get a haircut. And then 12 months, 11 months, whatever. Says Rav Soloveitchik, it's the opposite by the 3 weeks. By the 3 weeks, you can still eat meat after Shabbat Shabbat Thomas. Still eat meat. Then you get to, this is my favorite, it's a process. Then you get to the 9 days. What's 9 days? 9 days is like Shiva. And then you get to the Erev Tisha B'Av, at least your Erev Tisha B'Av Shabbos. Then you get into the Yom HaMisa. The Sarim said, it's like the body's still in front of you. You're not even allowed to talk. When a person passes away, they're not even allowed to talk. Tisha B'Av, now you're not supposed to talk. Tisha B'Av day, you're not allowed to talk, really. You're not allowed to say good morning to someone. Not say. So the same way that it works by Hilchas Avelis, that we work. It works so strict, and then it goes down. By the 3 weeks, it goes up. Right, it goes up from the 3 weeks that you're Shabbat Shabbat Thomas, you fast, you're still out of your meat, then you get to 9 days, strict. Erev Tisha B'Av, stricter. Tisha B'Av itself is like that status of aninus. So because we're that's Rav Shachter loves saying that from Rav Soloveitchik. Beautiful idea. Because the days are so dark, we need Shabbos to be very holy. We need Kayla to come in and say, no, none of these quick Kabbalah Shabboses. So okay, Mirtz Hashem. Maybe the boy should have come in here and heard this. That's what someone said before already. Page 2. You see on the left side it says Rav Lach Shavas Be'emek Abacha. So let's read inside. Ukumo came Golas Yisrael Kasher Lev Yodei Amaras Nafshu. Every Jew knows their bitterness. Kama Rachok Mishmias Hatomi Al Kadosh Baruch. How much did I go away from this week? Shabbos feels like 5 years ago in here. Magmas Mashu Overalav Mitzukov Tzuras Agufa Nevesh Mariches Agolas. It's been a long week. It's been a hard Golas. The O Az Nishma Kolan Atar Shal Sidi Am Or Mis Nevash Tzol Tshuva Me'ava B'Sufus Hashabbos Kodesh. Oh, sorry. Everyone have? We're on page 2 on the left hand side. Mikadosh Im Melucha Kumitzi Mitocha Afecha Rav Lach Shemes Me'emek Abacha Hu Yachama Alay Chama. We say those famous words of Melucha Dodi. Melucha Dodi, we said last week. I think what's your name? You called it. What does Melucha Dodi mostly talk about? Yerushalayim. You said it. No. What's your name again?
Maya.
Maya. You said. I think it was you. No.
I don't know.
Okay. Shmei Hama. It's okay. I think it was you. Lichadori talks about Shabbos in the stanzas over and over again. But if you actually look at like the main frames of the words, it talks about all Yerushalayim. Every Shabbos we go to Yerushalayim. Maybe not physically, but spiritually, Shabbos and Yerushalayim are the same thing. Yerushalayim is the center of the world. Shabbos is the center of our week. Okay? Says Rav Kluger, when you come to Shabbos, you're going to Yerushalayim. But Rav Lach Shemes Be'emek Habacha, where does he say the Torah yet? I'm just going to tell you now because I don't see if he actually says it. What are the simple words of Rav Lach Shemes Be'emek Habacha? We said it last week. Is that how great are the dwellings? How great are our dwellings in the midst of tears? That we're still able to sit even in the valley of tears. And Hashem, Hu Yachamal Alay Yachamlan, Hashem should have mercy on us. Says the Tefer Shlomo. I think he might have said it on the first or second page. The Tefer Shlomo, if you want to put it right now on the side, if you want to write it down. Tefer Shlomo was the Radomsky Rebbe. Tefer Shlomo, I believe, in the 1800s. He said, Rav Lach Sheves can also be read Rav Lach Shabbos. How great are the Shabboses Be'emek Habacha in the Valley of Tears. What does Be'emek Habacha refer to? The 3 weeks. The 3 weeks, Be'emek Habacha, the Valley of Tears. This is the time of tears. There's no other time period where we talk about tears as much as we talk about during the 3 weeks. Not just Rav Lach Shabbos, how great are you personally able to sit in Yerushalayim. Rav Lach Shabbos, how great are the Shabbosos of the 3 weeks, because the days are so dark and they're filled with such din and darkness. Right? When you're walking down those 67 stairs of the Merkaziyah, I think Digital Dove said that, yeah? 67 or 71, depending on the 72. Okay, gotta go. We gotta revolt. At the end of the day, when you go down those stairs and you take out your phone, it's very dark. What happens to that light? Lightens it up. It makes it easy. Be able to get through. That's why the Svarim say, we're going to learn next week, maybe, or even Yisrael says, the holiest Shabbos of the entire year. The holiest Shabbos is next Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon. A little preview. So hopefully you guys come back next Shabbos. Next Friday. Shabbos Chazon is the holiest Shabbos. Because you're able to get through a Tisha B'Av, you need holiness. You need a tremendous light. You need that inspiration to be able to get through. You need that jolt of energy. You need that Powerade or Gatorade to get you through the fast physically. But spiritually, we need that Shabbos. That's what the Ohev Yisrael says. Back inside. K'mosh Pershat Tzivzei Tzadik. I have till 12:10, and the time right now is 4 minutes. K'mosh Pershat Tzivzei Tzadik. Maybe you could go over. Okay, we'll go over a few minutes. Shuzman, no. We're gonna do it quickly. Shuzman, Shaya Bezim Indesh Kayim Haisai Haskarbas Idea Bodos Akarbonos Shayim Etarim Avonosem Shay Yisrael. What happens in the time of Bezim Indesh? The bottom line. Tzivzei Tzadik, I believe, was the son-in-law of the Geri Rebbe, of the Sas Emes, I think. He says on Shabbos Chazon, back in the day we had the Beis Hamikdash. How'd you come closer to Hashem? To purifying your souls. You brought a carbon. And you were pure of heart. You were happy. Aval, turning over the page. Aval, page 3. Aval, because it's Yisrael, but in the middle of Lake Como, Pennsylvania. We're not in Yerushalayim, physically. Machmas, we're not in, I just spoke to my wife's brother. We're not in Ramat Eshkol. We're not in Yerushalayim. But even in Ramat Eshkol, you're in Galus. You're closer to Galus. But we're still in Galus. You have exiles and darkness and choshech and things that are holding us back from Hashem. Often our scarves who ayidei emek habracha shu aleiv nishbar. Says it Tzivzei Tzadik. You want to get closer to Hashem? It's not just running away from the 3 weeks, not running away from the 9 days, and just waiting for Shabbos. It's like my wife says, when a person has an issue, there's two ways that you can deal with an issue. You can remove yourself from the issue, and the issue is always going to come back, or you could go head on. I'm going to deal with this right now. This is my issue. I have anxiety. I'm going to figure it out. I personally have anxiety. I have to figure out what's giving me this anxiety. So I started to exercise. I got on the treadmill a little bit more. You have to. There's two ways you could deal with. She's a social worker, so everything's like, how does that make you feel? Okay, I was like, okay, good. Shkar. At the end of the day, person can go away from that, or you could lean into it. We can lean into it and say, you know what, I just got to get through the 9 days, or I could lean into it. I could lean into it, and I'm going to get changed from these days. That a person can come close through the 3 weeks. Not just waiting for Shabbos, but during, on the Arab Shabbos, and on the Tuesday, or on the Thursday at the fair, where some... you guys were there here for the concert. I was trying not to listen. We were just eating the doggies over there. And Abby, whatever her name was, Abby K. Abby K. She was going strong. Very loud. Abby K. Abby K. By the way, Abby K has thousands of people on Spotify. We checked her out. I was trying not to look. I was like, this is literally beginning of the 9 days. Kol Isha right in front of me. It was rough. And then I was just ate and then we left. But Abby K. Ooh, Hashem Shabbos her, Abby K. Oh my, oy vey. Oy. And also, like, we were trying to darshan, like, the first two songs were really heavy metal. The third one, like, had, like, a little neshama to it, a little bit. Like, I felt, like, a little bit, like, okay, like Hashem should bless. Anyone who's, like, heavy metal, like, it's like, scary. Yeah, like, Hashem should just bless you. Like, I'm sorry for whatever happened to you in your life. I'm sorry. And she should inspire people. She has thousands of people on Spotify. No, not in a mean way. Like, her emek habracha, she... Why does a person have... I'm connecting right now. Why does a person have heavy metal? Why do they listen to heavy metal or even write heavy metal songs? It's a very dark place, no? Anyone here listen to heavy metal?
No.
Okay. Heavy metal is... But what did she do? She bought his scarves. I the Emek HaBracha. Oh, HaBracha.
Abby K.
Abby K. Maybe we should title this. Cheers. What we learned from Abby K. Next, you know, people are going to no listen to you, but who the heck is Abby K? Okay. I think we're just going to stop by the Chol of Shabbos, and then we'll finish up next week. What do we say during the week? During the week, you don't feel the Shabbos. You don't feel Kabbalah Shabbos. You just feel tired. And I'm like, as we say, like I always tell my friends, and when you get to Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha comes to you. When you come to America, you have to find Kedusha. It's very, very important. In Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha comes to you. It's very easy to feel Hashem. It's easier to feel Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. In America, you have to find Hashem. During the week, it's America. Shabbos, you're in Eretz Yisrael. Al b'Shabbos Kodesh. Kal etis me'afil lo'ira. We go from darkness to or. Go from the meaning the hot merkaziyah to Kabbalah Shabbos. V'oz nepach ha'kinos l'tikun. He quotes Rabbi Nosson. He says, kinos is the same word as tikun. Right? Kinos, what we say, we're not going to say on Tisha B'Av, but what we said in the past, tikun is fixing. V'nas me'atzorah ritzeh. And he says that tzorah of pain come to ritzeh, wanting to be desire and close to Hashem. Ritzeh na right? B'milchaseinu. I'm not going to try to say the rest after because I definitely don't know ritzeh by heart. Anyone here know ritzeh by heart? Be very impressed. Yeah? No? Yeah? Okay, everyone's very humble. Okay, I don't even know ritzeh by heart. We go from a place of tzorah to ritzeh. Friday, what happens on Friday from Shabbos, you go from a place of darkness into light. From Abby K into Eitan Katz. Good? But that doesn't mean anything's bad with Abby K. You'll be able to tap, to lean into whatever is going on in your life that she clearly is. I think her song is Pay Attention. Pay Attention was not for me. No, she was saying it out loud. I wasn't listening, but she just said Pay Attention. What? Oh gosh, everyone's going to judge me now. Me, we were trying. The chevra that I was with, they were really being medayik in the lashonis, and then leave it at that. And Diego was, or the guy on the guitar, he was shredding hard. He was Diego. Diego was the guy on the guitar. We were listening. I'm stopping now. That's how we start Kabbalah Shabbos with Kayla. Hopefully, with the rest of the chevra, Mirta Shem davening. Kumi tzi mitocha aficha. Hashem, take me out of these hardships or these. This filth, Radlach Shabbos b'Emek Habacha, so I could come into Shabbos. Shabbos, come into Shabbos. Come into b'Emek Habacha during the 3 weeks. When you say that line tonight, Radlach Shabbos, you say Shabbos is also Shabbos. How great are these three Shabbos the entire year? Last week, tonight, and then tomorrow. How great are the next week? How great are these Shabboses? Shekadayu Shabbos Labo Darach Levinei Hashem Yisrael Ba'avonu Mitok Simchum. It's very easy to come to Hashem when you're having a good week. And you had a good week, and you went to every shiur in seminary, and you went to the kol till that week. Very easy. But what happens the week of the 3 weeks? And you had Abby K. I'm sorry. And then you had Gomag there. And you had I don't know what else happened this week. I don't know. It was a long week. When the harder the week, the stronger the Shabbos. The harder the week, the stronger the Shabbos. And he says at the end of the day, when a person has that ability to realize that we have the ability to serve Hashem even in the middle of the 3 weeks. Not only help us get us through the next 3 weeks, but to realize that Shabbos is the center of the week before and Shabbos is the center of the week after. That's why, when we start saying, this is not me, this is what I'm saying, why do we start saying, when's the last time you could say Avdallah? Tuesday night, you could say Avdallah. What do we say in Shishayom, the last line for Shishayom from Wednesday? V'chunaram. So, Tuesday is still from the Shabbos before. You're drawing bracha from the Shabbos before, connected to the Shabbos before. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is connected to the Shabbos coming. Shabbos is the center. Yerushalayim is the center of the world. Shabbos is the center of our home. Specifically during the 3 weeks, Shabbos is the arse to be able to charge. Get your 5G back for one more week of the 3 weeks in Mirtz Hashem. In the next Shabbos, we're able to hopefully be in Yerushalayim. Shabbos is to be able to get, those kids who are taking around their charge. It's actually hilarious. We were the same way. Looking, it's like if you don't have it, it's a 97% charger. You know, I'm sorry, outside Dougie's where you guys were sitting yesterday by the desserts. I never knew what that booth was. I asked it, what's going on in here?
And
you
need,
what?
Do you find out if it's dairy or it's
power? I'm assuming it's power. I'm assuming it's power. It's gotta be power. The push gotta be power. But nevertheless, to be able to get, why are we talking about this?
Charging.
You gotta charge up. We have to charge up. How do we charge up? Through every week is through Shabbos. But specifically for the 3 weeks of during the Shabbos of the 3 weeks, it's the ultimate charge. Whatever's after 5G, I'm not sure what are they up to now. iPhone 18? We should be Zocha, 12:14. I'm sorry, Chaver, I went 4 minutes over. We should be Zocha to feel to the Kedusha of Shabbos from Kabbalah Shabbos from the beginning and to the end, Bez Hashem and Avdallah. Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, hopefully Nishan Shabbos.